So we're taking up the sugya. It's a dual prong sugya, two prongs. Prong one is what's the idea of leaning Megillah twice, right? And second idea, which is is derived from this, is the idea of Saint Shechiano. So we're going to actually get into a little bit about what the idea of Saint Shechiano is, because that's a very contentious halachic issue when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Gemara is in Daal Amar Alfa Megillah. Okay, so what does that mean?
Man is obligated in reading the Megillah at night and
something right, something during the day. This is very difficult, right? The Gemara uses that Rabbi Shimon Levi could have been a lot nicer and told us what he meant, but he doesn't. Okay, he keeps it very vague. We do know one thing for sure, right? Well, I shouldn't say that. Whatever the Maisa Mitzvah is, okay. There's an extra thing going on here. We'll keep it as vague as possible. Take a look at Rashi.
Is it extra or is it part of the Maisa?
It's a good question. But it's simply not what?
It's set.
Well, it's simply not reading Megillah at night.
Right.
Okay. What does Rashi say?
Zachar l'neis shehayu zuakin.
Zuakin. So they're calling out.
Bimei
Saratan.
Saratan yom balala.
Okay, so what does it mean? So whatever Lishnosa means, right? Or backwards. Whatever Lishnosa means, right? It's going to mean what? Or it's based on what Rashi's saying. What does Lishnosa mean? No. No. I don't want to svara. Factually, what is he saying? He's learning out from the next pasuk, right? So what does he say? He says, what do you do? He says, right, Shayu Zoakim be made Sarasan Yom Valaila. So if they were calling out in their time of tsar day and night, if they're calling out in their tsar day and night,
then we should call out day and night.
Which means we should not do something.
Repeat.
Well, I don't want to say repeat.
Priya.
We should lane at night and lane during the day.
Yeah.
We should read Megillah. I know, but if you're again, simple deduction, okay? The before we begin to the pasuk, right? The pasuk is going to tell us though that they called out in the day and at night.
We do a calling day and night. That's all I'm
sure. Okay, right, but you see, there's two callings. There's a day calling and a night calling, right? So there's a day calling and night calling, and Rabbi Shimon Levi says Chayav Adam Likros Belayla Lishnosa Bayom. You can deduce from that whatever Lishnosa means, it probably means to read it again. Okay, so the pasuk says that he cries out for God in the day and he doesn't answer, right? Not that he won't answer, but we're in a time of need. We call to God during the day, he doesn't answer, and at night also. So there's a constant calling out in the hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to it. And Rashi explains this whole parak is dealing with Megillas Esther. I don't care how, but that's what it says. Okay, so this point again, at this point in time, what do we see? We see you're supposed to. It sounds like, in my opinion, it sounds like you read a night and during the day. And why do you read a night and during the day? What's the reason?
Because they cried out
in the night and the day. What? They cried out in night and day. So just like they cried out night and day, we read night and day. What? Ooh, okay, Ezra. So Savar Mina,
it appears to me, Le Mikra Balayla, Ulnitana Magnitin Dida.
Biyamama.
Biyamama.
So okay.
That you would read Megillah at night and you would do the Mishnayot Shel Megillah
right.
During the day.
Perfect. Take a look at Rashi. Savar Mina.
Bnei. Bnei Hayeshiva. Hayeshiva.
The Lashon HaKodesh. So what do they heard? Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Balayla. So that made sense to them. Okay, but then it says, V'lishnosa
Bayom. Hayu
Surin.
Surin.
Dehai. V'lishnosa. Mishnahu. So when they heard Vilishnosa Bayam, they said, what does that sound like? It's amazing. In other words, when the students heard Rabbi Yoshua Malevi's statement of Chayav Adam Likros Balayla Lishnosa Bayam, they think, okay, well, he's talking in Lashon HaKodesh, and the word Shoneh, right, has a meaning of learn, and therefore that must apply to What do you mean, Megillah?
Like reading
Mishnah, right? And that the next Rashi says, "Lemisni masisim dida Mishnah shel maseches Megillah," right? So what do they thought? What do they think? They thought that what must he have? What was he referring to by lishnos bayom? To learn the Mishnayos Megillah. Now that should be very now. Okay, again, before we go on, because we'll do the last pasuk in a second. Is what they're saying ridiculous?
No.
So what? No. Now okay, I gave this away a little before during Hachana, but what's driving them to ask this question?
You can't repeat the same thing twice.
In other words, it doesn't make sense to say you have a Maisa Mitzvah. You repeat. What kind of thing is that? That there's one Maisa. That's the thing. There's one Maisa Mitzvah that requires repeating. And what kind of formulation is that? So therefore, they deduce what must it mean. It must mean there's a Maisa Mitzvah called Kriyas Megillah, and there's another Maisa. You know what that's called? Learning Mishnayos. But still, how does that work? What's that idea? What? Right, but not quite as weird as. Because there, at least, you're doing something different.
Do we ever miss a read Mishnah?
But the better question is, what's the advantage of learning this way? Let me, no one learns out, obviously, because he made a statement, no one learns Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Belayla. Period. Everyone agrees that the way the Mishnah was structured was that there's going to be two. Okay? But according to the students, they couldn't fathom. At this point, there's no Havmin to say that you would read it at night and read it again. Because you don't have a Maisa Mitzvah structure in such a manner. Hold on. Yaakov asking a question here. Why is night the Eker? Who said night's the Eker?
Yaakov.
The Gemara.
Does it? How do you know? What makes you think the night therefore is the Eker?
It says Chayav then to read it by night.
And maybe the Chayav is to read it at night and read it again during the day.
Because repetition is based on...
If you learn it's repetition of the Maisa Mitzvah, you'd be right. But then you're going to have a problem, because you're going to have a repetition of Maisa Mitzvah. So you can't learn that way.
Tosfos is the
let's follow Yaakov's road. Yaakov's suggesting, therefore, that if I don't do it, you would therefore say that if I only lean the night and not during the day, then what? Let's say I lean once. According to you, I haven't done anything.
Sure.
But I don't think anyone maintains that. That's what makes it so strange. You're right. It'd be nice to say there's an entity. Forget the fact you're repeating it, which is strange. But let's pretend, like the way, if you were right, you know how I would have formulated it? I would have said, okay, lean the first five prakim at night, right? And then the second five, what do you call it, during the day? What? Then you have an entity. But the way you're saying, it's a funny thing. But still, no one ever suggests that to be the case.
Right. It doesn't sound like that.
Zulu won the Gemara. So what's the answer? To Amaluhu, Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Yirmiyah, Didimi, Parsha, Li, Mina, De, Rabbi Chia, Baraba.
Kigon,
De, Amri, Anche, Avor,
Parshasa, Da. See, that's it. She says, I'll tell you how you learn. You don't learn it. You don't learn what? Look at Rashi. Asayim.
Asayim parsha zu.
Right, I'll finish this parsha. The eshane osa.
Shnia.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to repeat it. So therefore, what does he learn out? It sounds repeat. Right? Well, what kind of thing is that? What kind of Maisa Mitzvah is Chris Megillah? It's so bizarre. It's very bizarre. Very, very strange. Again, like think about Pesach. You don't have a mitzvah to eat matzah at night and during the day. That's how your mitzvah of achilas matzah. You don't have a mitzvah on lulav to pick it up at night and, well, of course not at night, but at night during the day. You don't have such a thing. To define the havmina, first you have to understand what the student's problem was, and then understand their answer. So the problem is obvious. Again, it's a repetition. This doesn't make any sense. So what is their svara? What kind of svara is it to say that what he meant to say was chayav adam likros migrav alayla, that means leaning it? And during the day, we're going to pick up our Kahati Mishnayos, learn Mishnayos together. What kind of thing is that? If you say that, then you have a problem. Why?
This is already a day out.
Right, exactly. No, what? No! No, then you never have to say what he said. The Shulman Levi would have said, yeah, good, I'm happy someone brought that up. I didn't write that down in the notes. So that you can't tell me this is a... There's no chiddush in what Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying. There's no chiddush in what he's saying. Of course you have to learn the Mishnayos during the day. Because what is that? That's a normal halacha. So you want to make that... Then it makes no sense why the learning his statement. But we know it's a switch. That's like saying the following. That's like saying, okay, you know what? You're chayev... Let's say I made the following statement as a mora. You're chayev to have matzah at the Seder night, right? And to have basar and yayin during the day. But what do you mean? It's a separate chayev of having basar and yayin during the day. We know that already. There's no chiddush in saying that in this statement. That's a previous halacha. What makes the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah different is that it's Because it's a kriya of pursuing Nisa, right? So what the students thought was like this. The students said, okay, well, it's a very nice idea. The students said, there's the kriya of the actual chafsa pursuing Nisa, which is the Megillah. But then there's an idea, when we learn in a day, what are we actually doing? It's also kiyum pursuing Nisa. Why? Right, why?
It's gavra.
What? No, why?
We're really gonna talk.
Because you're showing what? You're taking...
The structure of the pirsum.
Right, you're showing that this pirsum, it's not just simply the... retelling the story, but it's actually a halachic expression of said Pearson.
Okay, we're not really doing it the right way. Why don't we do the same?
What's it is? In other words, there's no way you could tell me that that the mitzvah is one that's set up to be repeated. Okay, that's impossible. Because if it's a ma'isa mitzvah, you don't repeat ma'isa mitzvahs. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, what do they learn? Oh, lishnosa, meaning what? Meaning that the chiyuv of the chiyuv of Megillah is really a chiyuv of Pirsumei Nisa. And the way they structure the chiyuv was that there's two expressions of it. One is the sipur itself, and the other one is insofar as demonstrating how the very pursuma nisa led to this whole halachic system emerging. That's also pursuma nisa. Like, look what this Nate's produced, a whole halachic system called Megillah. Okay? That's different than the normal learning you do on Yantav. Normal learning you do on Yantav is just simply learning halachas. This is a kiyum and pursum. Forget structurally. I know it bothers you. Okay, it's a good question. Hanukkah's a good question. Okay, what's his answer?
The answer.
Before we get to the psukim, that's part two. What's the answer that Rav Yirmiya says, or whatever it was? Who was it?
John.
Rav Yirmiya. No, he said it already. John. What does Rav Yirmiya answer? He says what? He says no. It means to read at night and repeat it. Well, we're back to square one,
so
right?
What was the point of context?
So what do we do? So now we're in trouble. Okay, we'll look at Tosfos in a second, but now we're in trouble. So what would you have to say at this point?
I would say that there's two different kiyum for the readings.
Okay, so Ariel is already touching on what Ezra cheated with before, which you're gonna have to start playing around with an idea of what? Of two different kiyumim. But before we get to that, though, Perek Aleph in Megillah, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Mitzvah likros is kula, u'mitzvah likros b'layla u'vayom. And the mitzvah is what? To read it at night, comma, and in the day. That's a problem. And then he says you make a shechianu at night, okay? Uvayom eino chozum ruach shechianu. So clearly, according to Rambam, what's the mitzvah? What?
Read it twice.
Well, let's be careful. What's the mitzvah according to the Rambam? It's not to read it twice. What's the mitzvah?
Read it at night and a day.
Okay, what's that called then? It's not just read it at night during the day. This is Eino Chozum Varach Shechianu. So what's he telling you?
It's a separate mitzvah.
Nope.
But no, it's why can't
it be no, it's the worst way to learn. What's the Rambam saying?
They're connected.
What do you mean they're connected?
Because you only say Shechianu once. So they're two.
How would you characterize the reading of the day? It's a what?
Less.
The second half of the mitzvah.
No.
Less.
Same half.
No, it's a repetition.
Second half of the mitzvah.
No, it's a repetition. The Rambam makes it sound like it's a pure repetition. I have to read it at night and during the day.
Repetition.
Well, it's kind of a strange formulation of a mitzvah. Okay, now we can do the psukim. Now you'll see. Now, if we do the psukim, now we can understand why. Okay, you'll see why. You'll see the Rambam will make sense when you read it. When you read the psukim, the Rambam will make a lot more sense than Tosfos in our initial learning. So So the first pasuk says what? What? No, he did. What does the first pasuk tell you? The first pasuk says Elokai Ekra Yomam Velosane Velayla Lo Dumili. And what, how does Rashi learn that means? It means that they called out during the night. Well, I should go in order. They call out during the day and at night. Okay? Right? Okay, what's the second pasuk? It's Mar Nami. It's Mar Nami Amar of Chalbo.
It's Mar Nami Amar of Chalbo. Amar Ula Bira Chayav Adam Likrod.
Eta migila balayla
ushnata bayom.
Shenamar.
Shenamar
lumaan
yizmerech.
Yizarmecha.
Kivod velo yadum. Hashem elohecha.
Elokai lelamodeka. Right. So what does that mean?
See my soul, I sing to you, not be still.
Beautiful, right? And Rashi says what? Rashi says yizarmecha kavod biyom, right? Velo yidom balayla. Now, so what's the tone of this pasuk?
Shevach.
What? Shevach. Okay. Happiness, much brighter than the first one. Yeah. Right? Okay. So come on, since we've been learning Gemara for a little while now, so whenever you see more than one pasuk, you have to ask yourself,
why
is there more than one pasuk? What's each pasuk teaching you? Okay? That's not machlokas. What are the psukim being used to do here? Wait, what are the psukim being used to do? What? Right, it's showing you to read Megillah twice. Okay? Day and night. Or night and day. What? That's true thematically, but let's look at the structure of the pasuk. It mentions both what?
Day and night.
Day and night. The second pasuk does not. The minds of America, oh. The minds of America, the law you don't. Right? Meaning that it's not focusing on night and day. It's saying that it's an uninterrupted idea.
Which they all need from every day.
Right? Well, hold on. Fine. But it's an uninterrupted idea. Okay? So let's take that and go to the next step. So again, step one is, there's two steps I would take. Step one, thematically each pasuk's different. Right? One pasuk seems to be talking about crying out. And you're right, the other pasuk seems to be talking about something more in the line of praise. Second step to take is that first pasuk divides up night and day, and the second pasuk doesn't seem to do that. Now let's put it all together. What do you say? Just getting there. Good. Nice. See? Every step by step. So again, hold on. Step one is that we note that the first pasuk differentiates between night and day and the second one does not. Okay, that's one. Second thing we note is that the first pasuk is talking about calling out to God in time of Tsa'ar, right? Whereas the second pasuk is talking about Shevach. And now you're making another great step insofar as the second pasuk is concerned, which is noting that when it comes to that it appears that there is no what when it comes to Shevach?
There's no
cessation,
right? Okay. So how would you therefore learn out Megillah? Because you don't read it constantly, right? No, so you'd say the day is defined as one of Shevach through
it's a day of prayer.
Right, through what? Right, because you have a reading both night and day. In other words, the day becomes one of Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu through what?
What is night and day?
When the sun is down, when it's up.
No, I thought there's no actual separation.
Oh, yeah. No, but it means no. I'll give you raya. Okay, I'll give you perfect raya. Perfect raya. What's a good raya? The gisa bo b'yom v'layla. Okay, when you say Kriya Shema, how many times do you say Kriya Shema? What? In bookmarking the day. Then now the day has. Excuse me, bookended. The day is bookended. So now.
We don't bookend.
A day has two parts to it, does it not? It has night and day. Right. Does anyone disagree with that idea?
No.
That a day has two main parts, a night and day. Okay. So I'm saying, just normally.
Same thing with Shema.
Normally, yeah, I understand a lot, but normally you look at the day as part of two parts: there's nighttime and daytime. So if I do an activity at night and I do the same activity during the day, what I'm really saying now is that my day, meaning the 24-hour period of time, now has the unified normative expression of Kriyas Megillah. What is so revolutionary about that idea? The question is, there are two components in Pirsum. Okay? And this you see by Hanukkah. Okay? One way to look at Pirsum is that Pirsum is a vehicle for Shevach. Now, Pirsum is a vehicle for Shevach, as this pasuk is pointing out to you, right? Shevach has no real cessation. But as long as the Yom is defined as one of Shevach, that's a proper expression of the Shevach. Okay? Of the Pirsum. Right? So that's the mind of Mechavel Yom. Right? That's one way to learn. But there's another way to learn Pirsum. There's another component of Pirsum. You see this by Hanukkah. What's the other component of Pirsum? See, I'm trying to show you how I think. Okay? This is how I get to it. If that's true, now swing to the other pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Rashi says, well, you said it before. No.
Tsar.
But Zecher l'neis. Zecher l'neis. Shayu zo'akim b'meit tsaras in yom v'layla. What? That is a Pirsum Ace, but how is the Pirsum Ace? In other words, what did they do?
They're showing how bad it was.
What? What did they do?
They
cried
out.
When? What? Which was when?
Day and night.
Day and night. Right? Or night and day. Right? So too. So therefore, what's the other way? What's the other idea in Pirsum? Is the Pirsum, is the essential idea in Pirsum one that it's a vehicle for Shevach? Or is it what? What? No. It's a means of reenactment, right? In other words, they're using the idea of them crying out night and day as to show you that the objective in Pirsum is a reenactment. So they cried out in the night and day, so too we do what they did. We lay in. Now I'll prove it to you. When don't you repeat? When do you not have a repetition of historical reenactment during the day? I know it sounds like a ridiculous way to put it. Pesach. You would never say the Haggadah in the day. You know why? Because when do we go out of Mitzrayim? At night. But Laila Hazeh. What? Chatzav holds you light near Hanukkah on the second day. Okay, you make all the brachas beforehand. Excuse me. You make the bracha of the Hadlik near, then you light a candle, and then you make Shas Anisim. Why? Normally, if you hold over Lasiyasim, what do you do? You make all your brachas beforehand, and then light. You all know, you light, and then what do you do? Then you make Shas Anisim. Why? No, that's a halakhic answer.
One, it wasn't
you're right, but what does that mean? No.
No.
Because what's the Mekhaya of Shas Anisim? Right, the piercing. Now, in the piercing itself, what the Rav explains, what do you do when you see the Ner Chanukah? When you say Shas Anisim, what are you supposed to be thinking about? Which is the?
Story.
The story, the history. Each time you light, there's an idea and remembering what took place.
Twice after, not before.
One thing for sure, luckily, when you look at this Gemara, what would you think?
The main reading is
Okay, so there's three possibilities, okay? Sweet Joffrey has possibility number one, which is that the main reading is at night. Okay, see, I would argue that the only thing you can deduce from this Gemara, I don't know why you would deduce that. I only deduce one thing from the Gemara.
They're equal.
Why?
Because
the mind is a mecha kvol yidam, or the other pasuk, yomam v'layla, what is it telling you? It's telling you that I got to do it, I got to reenact what they did. So why is there preference of night over day? I was asking a very good question. According to that logic, why would you say, you should say the bracha achrona after Megillah, when? After the second one. So Arya wants to take the road that you have not done anything. At all.
He doesn't see me.
What? I know, because I don't think that's true. I think Tosos is bothered by that idea. Because then you get into like the surreal world that Ariel created, which is where I can lean at night and someone not be Yotze my mitzvah. What kind of thing is that? What?
Over
Nisr. Or Bavatal Nasei. Or if I, let's say I skip nighttime. According to you, let's just play out Ariel's possibly out to its absurd conclusion. So according to Ariel, if I missed that nighttime, I fell asleep. I never laid at night, and it's Alos HaShach, it's Netzachama, right? And I don't have to go to Kriyas Megillah.
It's a nice thing to do, but you're not going to get an
answer. Right, there's no benefit to it. That's wild. But I just don't think that's true. Choser.
Choser. Umvarech oto bayom. Deikor.
Pursume nisa.
Have a bimikra.
Diamama. Okay, so now you got like this, I don't know what. I don't even know how to describe this. Like, where does he get this from? Right? What does Tosa say? Tosa says, how must you learn? That even though you said Shechianu at night, now let's ignore Shechianu for a second. Let's just focus on what he's saying. You didn't say Shechianu at night, right? Nonetheless, what? You still say it again during the day. Choser Omer. Why?
Does the
Malam
say you don't?
He says you don't. Yeah. Yeah, the Ram says you don't say Shechianu during the day. What does he hold? Right, Choser v'omvarach. So why? The Iker persumenisa have bekriya diyamama. So now we got such a major problem here. I mean, this is such a problematic statement. It's scary how problematic this is. So according to Tosfos says what? He says that the Iker kriya is during the day because the Iker persumenisa happens during the day. What's the Iker persumenisa during the day? What is he talking about? What? More people show up? Maybe. Well, give me some other possibilities. What?
We do see that the other
okay, I don't disagree with that. You're right. The mitzvah suda, mishloach manos, and mitzvah zivonim happens during the day. Beautiful. Okay? But what does that do with the kriya? What does it mean to see the ikar kriya during the day? First of all, step one, ikar kriya. Yikes. Who said anything about ikar kriya? And all that is during the day. So therefore what? So therefore he says what? You don't understand the major question here. But now plug in Shechianu. What's crazy about what Tosfos is suggesting?
We don't during the ikar thing, you'd say during the not ikar part.
You mean that you would at all?
Yeah.
Right. According to Tosos, why would you say Shechianu at night?
Because on the Iker, it's
the first time you still agree.
What?
First time you do it.
So then, Mimano Shach. So very simple question, okay? What's Iker mean? If Iker means it's a different quality of Kriya, then you're right. You should say Shechianu. But then what's the mitzvah then? Then it's two mitzvahs.
No, it's not two mitzvahs.
It's two mitzvahs. Or if you want to say no, it's quantitative, like Iker means that it's the, what do you want to call it, better Kriya? Then why is it Shechianu at night?
What's wrong with two mitzvahs?
Because it's not. It's a mitzvah mikra megillah.
Two different ones, though.
No, because then the Rambam should listen to that as, well, you won't, because there's a hold that way. There's something unsettling about that. Like, I don't understand, what kind of formulation is that? It's a very difficult formulation to say that it's two separate mitzvahs, two mitzvahs. It's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. I don't know what that means, okay? Now look at his proofs. Keep going, what are his proofs? Ukranami mashmakain.
Ukranami mashmakain. Laila velo dumya li.
Klomar.
Klomar. Afal gav shikore shayov shayov the korot balaila.
Right. So, hold on. So now he says next move. The psukim bear it out, as Koppel pointed out. What do psukim say? What order do they go in? Koppel, what order do the psukim go in?
Day and night.
Day and night. So since the psukim go in that order, what must that tell you? What? Day is more important. Do you buy that?
No.
Why would you
do that? The ikar habibi mama. Right? So the ikar is during the day. Why? Kavan.
Kavan shahazira.
Tchila. So still, hold on. So one raya is that in the psukim it goes in what order? Day and night. Now what's the second? Now this is another problem to us. Vigam.
Vigamikar suda bayama hu.
Oh, 1 second. That's another problem, right? So he says the ikar suda is when. Okay. Now let me ask a question. What's the vigam coming to do here? Is it a separate answer? Is it a further proof of the order of the psukim? All the psukim tell me is that the reading is yom, right? And then laila.
What are those sudas?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, so he says, because the Gemara says openly, I thought you did this Gemara, right? Well, he says, Kedamra Lekaman, Dim Achla B'Layla Lo Yotzei Chavaso. If a guy tries to eat a suit at night, he's not Yotzei.
Well, what do you say? Igus, there's only one suit.
But you can eat at night. I can have a, what's saying? Can I eat at night?
You can have a suit at night.
Yeah, I can have a suit at night. It's just not.
It's not a suit.
Oh, so we got. So if ikar means that it's nothing, if it's not that, then that implies that the reading at night is nothing. Then why'd you make a shechianu on it? So this is very problematic. And then he ends up by saying, "V'achanami mashim v'dichsev nizkarim v'nasim v'iskesh zechira l'asiya ma'ikar asiya b'yamama af zechira kain." And he comes in with one final move, which is what. There's a famous hekesh, a time between Zechira and Asiya, and just like Asiya essentially takes place during the day, so does Zechira. So what does he need the psukim for? What?
What is Asiya?
The mitzvos, Mishloach Manos, Suda, etc. So why don't you just use that as his argument? This Tosus is very difficult. Very difficult. Right. What? Very difficult Tosus. And yet, how do we pass it today? 99% of the world? Right? Well, it's certainly Ashkenazim. Like Tosos.